we don't preach and teach a very popular message here at Grace Bible Church. And I think this message is going to shed a little light on that. But you know, Peter, he walked with him. He sat under his teaching. He preached at Pentecost. And he taught and preached the kingdom message. But listen to what he says. Listen to what Peter says about Paul in 2 Peter chapter 3. Beginning in verse 15, it says, "An account that the long-suffering of our Lord's salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you." He's talking about the mystery there. "Is also in all his epistles." This is Peter talking about Paul's epistles, Romans through Philemon. He says this, "In all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood." If Paul and Peter was preaching the same thing, he would have never said that.
That's right.
Amen? Amen. He said the things that Paul teaches and preaches, or the things that he taught and preached, are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But look what he says in verse 18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen."
Amen.
You know, Paul and Peter preached two different messages. And I think that we all understand that. But whenever we go outside the doors of this church or this building, guess what? People look at you like you've lost your mind when you tell them stuff like that. So this, I believe today's message is going to shed a little light on this subject. And today's message title is Mid-Acts Dispensationalism, The Basics, Part 5. And if you will, we'll be in Titus 3:5 in just a second. AKA Right Division. So when we follow Paul, what you think about this? We are obeying the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. Even though the things that Jesus Christ taught in his ministry to the Jews, the circumcision, was different from what Paul taught to the Gentiles, the uncircumcision.
Amen.
When we follow Paul, we are obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what it says in 1 Corinthians 11:1? It says this, Paul said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ." And we're going to expound on that here in just a few minutes. I know everybody's heard of WWJD, hadn't they?
Yeah.
You see the bracelets and the necklaces and the t-shirts and the tags and the bumper stickers. They say WWJD. Most people don't even know where that came from. But what does that stand for? What would Jesus do? We know that's what it stands for. But where did it come from? It came from a book called In His Steps by Charles Sheldon. Literally, what WWJD means is to be a Christian, you have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ's teachings and his example. Please don't run out the door. That is not what it means today in this dispensation.
Amen.
To be a Christian. Why? Because it constantly requires works for salvation. And like I say, please hang in there with me. Today we are saved by grace through faith without works of any kind. And we know that Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And in Titus 3:5 says this, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It is a 100% complete work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I look at Facebook quite often. And I have a friend of mine, and he's always posted stuff on there about salvation. Well, he posted something on there about, if you believe this and this and this, will you go to heaven? Well, I answered the question. I put on there, I do know this. If you believe 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and Titus 3, 5, you will go to heaven.
Right.
But I can't answer for the rest of them.
Amen.
You know how many likes I got?
Yeah.
Zero. You know how many comments I got? Zero. But this is not a popular message.
Amen.
I just can't understand for the life of me why it's not popular to preach God's grace. But it's the death, the burial, and the resurrection, plus or minus nothing.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself would have us to follow Paul in Pauline doctrine according to the revelation of the mystery. Look what Jesus said in John chapter 13. I find this to be an interesting verse. John chapter 13 and verse 20. Somebody is going to hear this message through our website one day. And they're going to say, there you go. Man's a heretic. He's not teaching truth. He's not preaching truth. Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly what the Bible says in the light of right division according to the revelation of the mystery. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says. Look what it says in chapter 13 and verse 20, and I'm going to build on this. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. I'm here to tell you, Christ sent Paul. Amen. Christ sent Paul. The glorified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ sent the Apostle Paul to us today, the body of Christ. And we're going to build on this, and I'm going to give you the scriptures to back it up. I'm not a heretic, and I'm not teaching something that's not true. We can rest assured that Jesus sent Paul just as God the Father sent Moses.
Amen.
In a different dispensation. That was the dispensation of law. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 in verse 37. There is mass deception in our country today in the pulpit. And you know what? I think a lot of them don't even know any better. 1 Corinthians 14, 37 says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
Amen.
That means that what I'm telling you and what I'm speaking to you and what I'm writing to you, Paul speaking, is the word of God.
Right.
That's Paul speaking to us, the body of Christ, which is made up today of both Jew and Gentile. Both are one and on the same level playing field. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3 in chapter 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you. This is Paul speaking to the body of Christ. He was given the mystery, a dispensation of the grace of God for us, the body of Christ. Christ dispensed grace to us through the Apostle Paul. He was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the glorified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ himself. Look at Acts chapter 26 and verse 16. I'll read 15, 16, and 17. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. You know what the Bible says, and I believe it's in 1 Timothy. It says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
That's what it says. We're no greater than our Lord.
Right.
But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, Who's he speaking to? Paul. He says, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things into which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. You see, Jesus is referring to the mystery. He sent Paul to us and brought us the dispensation of the grace of God. That's where he delivered that. Look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 13 says this, for I speak unto you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. He's simply emphasizing his office and his calling. Why can't people today accept that? That it's different what he taught and what he preached than what Peter preached or what the Lord Jesus Christ taught and preached in his earthly ministry. Why can't people understand that? I'm reading the verses to you. Biblical facts, I want you to write this down in your mind. Biblical facts, which is what I'm going to give you today, take precedence to tradition and what we might think is right. I'm here to tell you, hell is full of folks today because of tradition.
Amen.
If you don't believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scripture, and that you're saved by grace through faith and not of yourselves, and it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, you ain't going to heaven.
Right.
The Word of God makes it crystal clear that the body of Christ is to follow the teachings of Paul, our apostle.
Right.
You see, it's not what we think. When you tell people things, I'm a teacher in high school. Young high school guys, Mr. Lewis, I already know all this. My granddaddy was a mechanic. So if my granddaddy was a heart surgeon, that means I know all about heart surgery, right?
Amen.
Well, Mr. Lewis, what you're saying don't line up with my thinking. Well, I've been doing it for 40 years at least. You would think that 40 years worth of experience would mean something. But I'm reading to you today what thus saith God,
amen,
what the Scripture says. And I hope that even if it don't line up with what you think is right, that you will accept it by grace through faith.
Amen.
Amen. It's not what we think, it's what saith God and the Scriptures rightly divided. We get our marching orders, if you want to call it that, from Paul, our apostle. And it's very easy to think that we should follow the teachings of Christ. Why is that? Because he's our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
He's Jesus Christ. All the red letters in the Bible are his words.
Right.
I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Remember this. Christ's earthly ministry was to who? The Jew and the Jew only.
That's right.
Under the law, under the kingdom gospel. Look at Matthew chapter 10, if you will. Matthew chapter 10. This breaks a lot of traditionalists' heart.
Yes.
When you read this to them. It breaks their heart. Because look what it says in Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. These 12, the 12 apostles, Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles. Wow, you mean he didn't come to me? And into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Those were the half-breeds. Don't even go there. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Are we part of the house of Israel?
No.
And then we're going to cover this too. We're not spiritual Israel.
That's right. Yeah.
We are not spiritual. You better be glad you're not spiritual Israel because they're blind spiritually.
Amen.
Listen to this. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 24. But he answered and said, who's speaking here? This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. These are red letters. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. His ministry was not to us. It was to the house of Israel, to the Jew, the circumcision. The Lord himself told Ananias in a vision that he chose Paul to go to the Gentiles. That's us. Acts chapter 9 verse 15 says, but the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Well, why does he say the children of Israel then? Because the body of Christ is made up of both Jew and Gentile.
Right.
Verse 16, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Remember, the body of Christ is made up of both Jew and Gentile. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the resurrected and glorified Lord Jesus Christ, sent Paul to the Gentiles with the message of grace. You see, even Paul was attacked and threatened by a mob. Can you imagine? In Jerusalem, as Paul gave testimony to Christ's instructions, he was giving them testimony of instructions he received from the resurrected, glorified Jesus Christ. But yet a mob came together and attacked him. Who are we? Don't think it to be strange when we face opposition and when people think we're crazy that we're a member of some cult or something. Listen to me. We're preaching the Word of God and teaching the Word of God in the light of right division. We're comparing Scripture to Scripture to Scripture to Scripture. That's all we're doing. But that sounds strange to people that are of tradition because they ain't using no Bible. Acts 22 and 21. 22:21. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And look what Paul said as he stood before Agrippa and described his encounter with the glorified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ in 26, Acts chapter 26. Verses 15 through 17. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And then he said, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both to these things which thou hast seen and of those things into which I will appear unto thee, when he gives him the mystery, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. You see, Paul declared that the Lord Jesus Christ sent him to be a light unto the Gentiles. And if Paul is the Lord's choice, then who are we to question that? Flip back to Acts 13. Acts chapter 13, I'm going to read 46 through 49. Then Paul and Barnabas wax bold. Paul and Barnabas, their ministry was to the Gentile. Listen to what he says. They waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing that you put it far from you, he's talking about the Jews here, they rejected it, but seeing you put it far from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life did what? Believe. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Think about that. The word of God makes it very clear. That's why we have to be careful with commentaries and footnotes.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be real careful with commentaries and footnotes because they were written according to what people think. We're more concerned about what saith God. We have to stick with the Word of God rightly divided. So let's compare and contrast two verses concerning the teachings of Christ versus the teachings of Paul. These two verses positively describe that they are two different ministries. Look at Romans chapter 15 and verse 8. It says this. Now I say that Jesus Christ, am I making this up? This is what the Bible says. Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto their father, the fathers. Who was the circumcision? The Jew. Now if you flip a page or so over to verses 15 and 16 of the same chapter, look what it says. Remember, Jesus Christ himself ministered to the circumcision, the Jews. Romans 15, verses 15 and 16 says, "Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you, in some sort as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God." Who did he give the grace to? He gave it to Paul. And he said that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. That's the uncircumcision. Ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. One ministered to the Jews, the Lord Jesus Christ. The other ministered to the Gentiles. And it was not the same message. Now let's look at another verse that compares and contrasts Peter, James, and John's ministry to the circumcision versus Paul's ministry to the uncircumcision. Let's look at that. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 7. But contrariwise, now remember, this is Paul. Paul wrote this. This is the letter to the Galatians. He said, but contrariwise, when they saw the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, Paul, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. You see that? That's two separate things. Two completely separate gospels. Now, the scope of this message today is not to preach on those two gospels, but we're going to. That's coming up here either next week or the week after. But Peter and Paul's ministries were different. Paul was the very last one to see the Lord Jesus Christ, wasn't he? He was glorified and resurrected. Amen. And Jesus revealed to Paul by revelation the message of grace. And I want you to hear this word right here, and the pattern to all of us today who believe.
Amen.
The pattern. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 8. And last of all, he was seen of me. This is Paul speaking. Also as one born out of due time. So he was the last one to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was born a devout Jew. Yet he was called to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Remember that word pattern, okay? We talked about that word just a minute ago. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy. Who's speaking here?
Paul.
That in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for what? A pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. So that's our pattern. Paul was our pattern. So y'all make too much of Paul. You worship Paul. No, we don't. I do make a lot about his letters and what he teaches, though, don't I? Because it was directly to us, the body of Christ. You see, the dispensation of the grace of God and the revelation of the mystery were committed to Paul by the glorified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ himself. These was the last words that he had to say. Look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation for the grace of God. See, I didn't make up the word dispensation, did I? Now, I don't know what kind of version of the Bible you got, but whatever kind of version of the Bible you got, if it's not the King James, it's probably not going to have the word dispensation in there.
Right.
And that's another reason why people think we're crazy when we use that word. The dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, Paul to the Gentile, and of course, the body of Christ, which is made up of both, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. But see, the me here is the Apostle Paul. Look what he says in verse 7. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. See, Paul was made a minister by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and he was our pattern. Flip over to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to read 25 and 26. Wherefore I, that's Paul, am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, there's that word again, which is given to me for you. To do what? To fulfill the word of God. Romans through Philemon. That's what fulfilled the word of God. And then look what he says here in verse 26. Even the mystery, that's pretty much the mystery in a nutshell anyway,
right,
is Romans through Philemon. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. All of these things that were written to us were hidden since the beginning of time. But it was a plan that God had since the beginning of time, because he knew exactly what was going to happen. Paul was made a minister by Christ himself. Colossians 1, 25 and 26. Paul's epistles completed the canon of Scripture, and we refer to it as the mystery. Now, Peter, James, and John in the four Gospels had restricted their ministry to the circumcision, which is the Jew. What they did and said was consistent with what the Lord Jesus Christ did and said. They were pretty much the same thing during his earthly ministry. However, Paul and Barnabas' ministry was to the uncircumcision or the Gentile and was an entirely different message. Completely different. Because Peter and the 11 apostles confined their ministries to the circumcision, the Jew only, Paul was the only teacher to the uncircumcision, the Gentiles.
Right.
That's why we make such a big deal out of Paul. Amen. Because
right,
his epistles were written directly to us, not just for us. 2 Timothy 3:16. Look at 1 Timothy 2:7. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, this is Paul, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the who? The Gentiles in faith and verity. You know what verity means? It's real simple. It means truth. And the Gentiles were referred to as the uncircumcision. So that's what we want to hear, is truth. Not what we think, but we want to hear truth. It's in what saith the Lord in the Scriptures in the latter rite division. And if you flip over to 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 11, he says this. Paul said, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher to the Gentiles. Now, we read just a little while ago, in contrast, that Jesus' earthly ministry was to who? The Jew only, not to the Gentile. And everything that they taught in all prophecy has been known since the beginning of time. But Paul's was hidden from the foundations of this world all the way up till the time he met the resurrected and glorified Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was separated unto the Gentiles as their sole minister. And at the end of his life on earth, and when he was ready to be offered, he was about to be beheaded, Paul still focused on his Gentile ministry.
Right.
He focused on the ministry, even though he was being persecuted, even though he was in prison, and even though he knew that he was at the end of his life. 2 Timothy 4:17 and 18 says this, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. It didn't say earthly kingdom, did it?
Right.
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let me tell you something. What he's saying there is, you can't stop the truth.
That's right.
Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9, the word of God is not bound.
Amen.
The more the persecution, the more it spread like fire.
That's
And I want you to hear this. Even though millions in the masses have turned and will turn against Paul's writings because of tradition.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people have left this church because of tradition.
Right.
I had one come up to me and he said, "Brother," he said, "y'all don't have no altar call." Didn't see him no more. It's just one thing after another. Everything they got to say is it don't line up with tradition. They could care less what it says in the Bible.
Amen.
It's that tradition. They just can't let go of that tradition. But even though millions have turned in the masses and will turn against Paul's writings because of tradition, just maybe we can avoid that trap here at Grace Bible Church and show others the simplicity of the scriptures rightly divided.
Amen.
That's what we're here for. Here's just a few examples of scripture that we can use to point others in the right direction. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I got to move it, but I do want to finish this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Listen to this. "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." You hear what he said?
Right.
"Through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you," Paul speaking here, "be ye followers of me." What is his gospel? 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. I don't need to read that. I've read it many, many times. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Paul said this, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." He is our pattern. That's who we follow, is his teachings. We follow Paul's teachings. 1 Corinthians 14, 37. "If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you," that Paul writes or wrote, "you are the commandments of the Lord." That's his word. Remember, his word, the words that he wrote and penned, the Pauline epistles, completed the word of God. But he said the commandments of the Lord. That says, that's my word.
Right.
Romans chapter 16. 17 and 18. I know there's some redundancy here. I know I've read some of these verses more than once, and I apologize. But look what it says in 17 and 18. "Now I beseech you, brethren," that's the body of Christ, "mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." Well, that's what they do to us.
Right.
It don't line up with tradition, so they avoid us. But we're just trying to go with what the Word of God says. "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." You could have went to a lot of different places this morning and got on a spiritual high. Or an emotional high, I should say. An emotional high.
Yeah.
But you're not learning anything when it comes to what God wants you to learn. He wants us to understand the scriptures in the light of right division, because it says here that "for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." What's scary to me is, folks, is they don't even know what they're doing.
That's right.
They think they're doing the right thing. That's scary. The hearts of the simple are being deceived nationwide in this country every Sunday morning by fair speeches and good words. Yes, there's preachers out there that can get you so fired up, don't you think about this, that you could charge hell with a squirt gun full of gasoline. They can bring you to tears. They can get you on emotional high and everything else. But you know what? We must discipline ourselves to be focused upon Pauline doctrine and the preaching of God's word according to the revelation of the mystery.
Right.
That's what we got to focus on. Listen, we don't want to be wrapped up in emotional height. We want to be solid in faith and in the word of God, rightly divided. Prophecy, preaching, and messianic messages might sound great and line up perfectly with what? Tradition. However, we must never forget that those doctrines belong to Israel. Don't forget that. Not the body of Christ. Philippians chapter 3, 17 through 19. Brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk as ye have for us an example. For many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you even weeping, Paul's heart is broken over this, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. We saw that word belly just a few minutes ago. Makes me feel good. And whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. We are a heavenly people, and we are to seek those things which are above, not the things which are on the earth. Colossians 3:1. Amen. You see, it's sad to say, but the enemies of the cross in these verses we just read are the same people who are the enemies of the gospel over in Romans. I'm just going to tell you, it makes my hair stand up on my head. It's scary.
Yes.
Today, there's a lot of churchgoers that think they're spiritual Israel, and they're also enemies of the gospel of the grace of God.
Yeah.
You see, we're not spiritual Israel. We're the body of Christ. And we've seen that in today's message. If Christ himself were to answer the question, what would Jesus do for us, the body of Christ? You know what he'd say? He'd direct you to Paul's writings and the revelation of the mystery. One last verse and I'm done. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. I'm just going to tell you, it bothers me. It breaks my heart. And it discouraged me to see the place so empty. It makes me think, I'm not a good speaker. I ain't no preacher. But you know what? I'm giving you what you need.
Amen.
And that's the word of God in the light of right division.
Amen.
I'm very humble by what you guys do for me here at Grace Bible Church. And I'm very, very thankful. And I'm very, very thankful for everybody that's sitting here today. More than you'll ever know. I might not get to you and tell you bye at the end of the message, but I am very thankful for you being here. We are very blessed for every single person that's here today.
Amen.
And I want to thank you deeply in my heart for being here and being a part of Grace Bible Church. I don't know what the future holds for Grace Bible Church, but I want to tell you this. I hope that the world will see us as a light that we're supposed to be. 2 Timothy 1:8 says this, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me. This is Paul, his prisoner. Why was he in prison? Because he was preaching truth. But be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Amen.
Folks, listen to me. No matter how bad folks oppose you or persecute you, stay with grace.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're going to stay with. Grace. The scriptures and the light of right division. And I'll challenge you today. Next time you turn the TV on, next time you turn the radio on, see if they talk about the dispensation of grace and the revelation of the mystery and the gospel of the grace of God and all that. A lot of times they'll close and speak about the gospel of the grace of God. But they done taught everything that the kingdom gospel's got to say before that. They mix it up. You can't mix oil and water.
That's right.
It won't mix. It might mix temporarily, but it's going to separate.
Right.
Thank you for being here. Amen.